I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff from Practice Series. I'd like to continue the discussion that we began yesterday about bitul kli mehechano, which is by placing a mukta item in a vessel in a kli, thereby rendering that vessel as unusable. And we explained yesterday that there can be two explanations which the Rishonim offer, really two options that Rashi gives in different places, about what's the nature of this prohibition, why did the rabbis enact this prohibition. One explanation is because of soser. Since you place this mukta item in the kli, you are no longer able to use the kli, thereby, in a sense, you're destroying the kli, it would be soser. On the other hand, Rashi and Armish on the Mishnah, in yesterday's Daf Mem Beis, explained that it could be bona. Since you're no longer able to use this vessel, you're no longer able to move it. Therefore, it turns into some structure, there's a binyan here, it's similar to building. And yesterday we discussed a hopefully not too common scenario, but it happens every so often in which there's a leak from someone's air conditioning unit. Today I'd like to discuss another case, which can happen fairly often, thank God it hasn't happened to me yet, in which you could walk into your living room, into your kitchen, wherever you are, and you see your kid holding a pair of scissors. Your 1-year-old, your 2-year-old, that's dangerous, a little bit scared. Or you're walking and you find a needle on the floor. Now, a pair of scissors and a needle, both sharp items, they're dangerous, but they're mukta. The reason why they're mukta is because they're klishim lachdam le'isser. The main purpose of these items are in order to perform an act which is prohibited on Shabbos, and therefore they're considered mukta. But obviously in the case of danger, you would be allowed to move these items. Perhaps under certain circumstances that's possible, you're supposed to move it betiltum lahatzad, which we're not going to get into. But because it's dangerous, you're allowed to move it. And therefore the question can come up, which you take the scissors from your child, you find the needle on the floor, you pick it up, you find a nice high shelf to place it, and you put it on top of a magazine, a Mishpacha magazine that's been there for the past 6 months, and you think all is good. But based on our sugya, perhaps there can be a problem of bitul kli mehechano, because you had a beautiful functioning magazine, you'd be able to lay down on the couch and read it Shabbos afternoon, Friday night. But now you're no longer able to do that because you have mukta on top of it. You're rendering the magazine as unusable. Perhaps it should be a problem of bitul kli mehechano. The Tila de David argues that this is not true. That is because there are different types of mukta. Yesterday we discussed the mukta of nolad, the water that's created in the air conditioning unit, was created on Shabbos, and therefore it's mukta. As an aside, it's interesting to analyze why is it that rainwater, which the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Mem Gimel, discusses, we assume not to be mukta because of nolad, but the water coming out of the air conditioning unit, the poskim do assume as being nolad. But the mukta that we were discussing was nolad. Such a mukta has absolutely no purpose. You're not allowed to use it for anything on Shabbos. However, the scissors is not mukta because of nolad, but rather because it's a kli shemalach del iser. Its main function is to perform prohibited activities on Shabbos. And the halacha is that when you have something that's mukta because it's kli shemalach del iser, you are able to use it. Litzaruch gufo mekomo, you're able to move it if you need the place in which it's where it's laying, or if you want to use that item for a permissible use on Shabbos. And therefore, when it comes to nolad, and really other forms of mukta as well, but when it comes to nolad, and you place it in a vessel, in a kli, that water dripping from the air conditioning unit into a soup bowl, you're no longer able to use that bowl for anything. You can't use that water, you can't remove that water, and therefore that bowl was rendered unusable. That's when there could potentially be the problem of bitul kli meichano. However, argues the Tehillah David, when we're discussing a mukta of kli shemalach de le'isser, I place that scissors on top of the magazine, I could always move those scissors. As long as I have a tashmish of heter, as long as there's a permissible use for those scissors, I'm able to move it and use those scissors if I don't have any other option. But at the end of the day, I'm able to move those scissors. And therefore, I never designated the magazine as unusable on Shabbos. It always, at any point in time, was potentially usable if I only had a reason to move the scissors themselves. And therefore, in this case, you don't need to worry. And you're able to place those scissors on top of the magazine, on top of that book, really in any kli, because since it's a kli shemalach del iser, it wouldn't cause the problem of bitul kli mehechanah.